Tātou mā, nau mai hoki mai ki te hiku o te ikakata whiri ake tātou. Ki te kōrero kia Ants e hāngai ana, ki te kaupapa e kia nei ko Teen Gauntlet. O tira e whānau mā kuia ko te kaiwhakahaere o Infinite Scope Gym, o tira kōhatu fit. So Ants, how are you today?
Thank you, good, thank you.
So our kaupapa kōrero, I've just come across this Teen Gauntlet kaupapa.
Yep.
Can you give us a bit of information about that?
Okay, the Teen Gauntlet was a world ranked CrossFit event. They started CrossFit kids over in America, and they called it the Teen Brand X Teen Gauntlet. They work on safety and movements of Olympic lifting and a whole lot of other exercises that go on CrossFit.
So what is the significance about this kaupapa? Because I know that everyone in the world, or people around the world, do this all at the same time. Yeah.
Yep.
What's the significance of doing it at the same time?
Oh, it was to get people off couches and put them into. Put them into exercises. It was more or less to get people off couches, and it did, and it drove a lot of people into doing CrossFit away from other sports now, because they work on technique more than anything else now to get the body ready for whatever exercise you do or whatever sport you do. That's what it gets you ready for.
And we also know that your gym has produced five strong rangatahi in CrossFit. Can you give us a little bit of information about your guys' kids making?
Oh, okay. The kids that we did have here, we started off with Brooke Assam, who's number one in the world at the moment. She's been doing it for about 3 years now. We've been over to America twice. My two youngest children do it too as well. Brooke is first in the world. Kelly and Kyla Smith. Kyla Smith is second in the world. And Kelly is third in the world in his group. And Dakota, my youngest girl, or one of my twins, she's fifth in the world at the moment.
It's awesome to see those kind of things coming out of Kaitaiani. I've seen a lot of interviews on Facebook about the kids when they got back, and it is inspiring for other rangatahi to get them off the streets and other things like that. Coming back to this gauntlet kaupapa, can you just give us a bit of information about when and where this kaupapa will be held?
Okay. We do have them twice a year, and one's in February and the other one's in October. We do have one coming up, actually, and it's our first time that we do have a CrossFit here in Kaitaia. There is another gauntlet down in Hawke's Bay, and that's where we used to go. But now we've affiliated with them, we can do it out of Kaitaia now.
Oh, karawe. So does that mean other people are coming to Kaitaia for this kaupapa? Or?
Yes, they can. They can. If we put out they can either... There used to be one in Auckland, but they couldn't get the people that they needed to go to that one. So there's one in Kaitaia and one in Hawke's Bay, so they've got to choose between the two. We're trying to get one in the mid-north, somewhere mid between Hawke's Bay and Kaitaia, so we sort of have most of New Zealand sort of hooked up if we can.
Nō reira, Ants, we've run out of time now, but I'd like to thank you for having a kōrero with us on Te Hiku. However, before you leave, do you have any final kōrero for the whānau that are listening?
I encourage anybody to get into CrossFit. You can scale down to a level that you can do CrossFit, so it's not hard. It looks quite daunting when you go and watch it, but those are the big top athletes, so I encourage anybody to do it from about, they're starting to do kids now over in America, so between 8 and 18.
Nō reira, hua kia pai te roanga ake o tora. Have a great rest of your day, ne?
Oh, thank you very much.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
O tira e tātou mā, kuia ko te reo o Ants, te kaiwhakahaere o Infinite Scope, arā kōhatu fit e kōrero hāngai ana ki te kaupapa Teen Gauntlet. Ka tū hei te kau o oke topa. A ka tinga kōrero i konei e tātou mā, mautone mai koutou katoa ki te hiku o te ika.